This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A 19-year-old man has been taken into custody in connection with a major mass shooting on the campus of Virginia State University. Authorities report that Cameron Harris of Henrico, Virginia, was arrested after officers found him hiding inside a dorm closet in Seward Hall several hours after the violence erupted early Saturday morning, August 15th. According to the Chesterfield County Police Department, Harris, who is not a student at the university, was served with 8 felony warrants, including charges for malicious wounding and the use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. Law enforcement officials have not yet identified a potential motive for the attack. Virginia State University confirmed in a social media statement that police responded to reports of gunfire shortly before 1:30 in the morning, local time, in the Quad Annex's residential housing area. Upon arrival, emergency responders located 5 individuals suffering from gunshot wounds. University officials noted that multiple suspects were involved in the shooting. One of the victims, a 20-year-old VSU student, was treated at a nearby hospital and has since been released. The remaining 4 victims are not students at the university. They include a 21-year-old man who remains in critical condition, as well as a 23-year-old man, a 19-year-old woman, and a 17-year-old boy, all of whom suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police have withheld the names of the victims at this time. Harris is currently being held at the Chesterfield County Jail without bond, and authorities indicate he may face additional charges as the investigation proceeds. University officials confirm the campus lockdown has been lifted, with law enforcement maintaining an increased presence alongside federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. More crime and justice news after this. Tragedy has also struck in Lexington, Kentucky, where one person was killed and 4 others were injured in a mass shooting at an outdoor concert on Saturday evening. The shooting occurred around 6:45 p.m. at Charles Young Park, located barely a mile away from an event where Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was holding a Kentucky Democratic Party dinner. Governor Beshear broke the tragic news directly to attendees shortly after learning of the gunfire.
Before I continue, I do need to let y'all know we do have some tough news tonight. About a mile and a half from here, we've had a shooting actually since we started this dinner. We have 5 people that I think received injuries. We probably have 1 deceased. Don't have any more information than that other than it is not an active situation. Let's not live in fear. Let's not let it take our energy from tonight, because we know if we want to reduce or stop mass shootings in this country, we have got to elect Democrats that will actually do something about it.
Authorities state that 2 of the injured victims were children, ages 14 and 4, while the other 2 were adults. All 4 were taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Lexington police have not released details regarding the deceased person or potential suspects, and no arrests have been made, though police maintain there is no active threat to the public. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers made a passionate plea to the public, as reported by Lex News.
If you know something, you know some people that are kind of like angry at each other or arguing back and forth, please let us know. Let somebody know who can step in and intervene so that we don't have situations pop up.
This Kentucky incident came right on the heels of the Virginia State University mass shooting earlier that day. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, a routine traffic stop led police to a horrific discovery and murder allegations against a Louisiana husband. 50-year-old Tyrone Brazil was stopped by police in Memphis on Thursday for a traffic violation. Reg reports officers discovered the lifeless body of his wife, 50-year-old Lanessa Bradford, propped up in the passenger seat with a gunshot wound. Investigators allege Brazil shot and killed Bradford during an argument at Independence Community Park in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, before propping her body in the car and driving across multiple state lines. A longtime friend of the victim, Shalika Decker, spoke to Reg about Bradford's plans to escape her husband.
She tried to help him, tried to get him some help, tried to seek help for him. Like, his family and friends around him all tried, talking to him. She let me know that she was planning a getaway. She was planning to escape. Like, she had the money saved up. She had come up with a plan, and she was going to just vanish. That was the only way she would be able to get away from him.
Decker explained that Bradford worked at an elementary school in Baton Rouge, and her colleagues asked police for a welfare check after she missed several days of work. Decker expressed utter shock and heartache to Reg while reflecting on the multi-state drive.
I have so many questions, like, what were you doing in the car with her that amount of time while she was deceased? It's so crazy. It's so crazy and heartbreaking.
Decker added that Brazil had previously threatened to kill himself or Bradford if she ever tried to leave, though physical abuse had only surfaced in recent months. Brazil is currently held as a fugitive in Memphis and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday, where he awaits extradition back to Louisiana to face murder charges. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.